You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. So there I was, scrolling through my Twitter feed, when one tweet jumped out at me. It had a photo of a big orange tabby cat wearing a Smokey the Bear-style police hat and some traffic cop-style mirrored sunglasses. And the tweet from the Troy Police Department read, "If we get 10,000 followers by April, we want a police cat. If you support this important public safety initiative, follow us and retweet #BigGoals, #PoliceCatAssociationOfAmerica. Well, we just had to find out more about the quest for a police cat for the Troy PD. With us now, Sergeant Megan Lehman. So what's behind the push for a police cat?
We love cats. We would love to have a cat in the workplace, just probably like anyone else would like to have a pet at the workplace.
I was actually struck as I looked at the responses to your tweet. There have been some good ones. Somebody sent you a photo of their prosecutor cat snoozing at a desk. And then there was a little teasing from your colleagues at the Michigan State Police. It seems they're a little more dog people.
Yeah, it seems that way. And we do have dogs, too. We have 3 canines.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they're like, yeah, we're not so sure about a cat. But are you hearing from any other departments with their own police cat?
No. We are not aware of any police department, at least anywhere around us, that has a cat. I have heard something about a fire department, but no police department.
And I know you've been kind of listing these on the Twitter feed. Give us a couple of the ways a police cat might just help the Troy police fight crime and keep the peace.
Well, in truth, we would think a police cat would be more of a community relations tool and a member of our department. We don't know about the law enforcement capabilities of cats. No one really does at this point. Could they have some skills we can use? I mean, maybe we're going to find out.
But they can keep officers chilled out, somebody to pet.
Exactly.
You know, and talk a little more about how you use this Twitter account to kind of engage the community, because you really do some fun and creative things, but there is, as you say, there's this kind of underlying theme.
Yes, our main goal is kind of to, what they say, humanize the badge and show people that we're people too. We want to get news out there and public safety information too, but people aren't going to tune in just for bad news. They're not going to follow us just to, you know, get robotic, boring tweets. They need fun stuff too, and that's kind of the goal with this. The overall goal is just showing people what we're like, that we are humans and we're part of the Troy community and the greater Metro Detroit community as well.
Well, I just have to let you know, Megan, some of the gang here at Michigan Radio has now a serious case of cat envy, and so they think, yes, you ought to get your police cat, and now they want public radio cat. So look at what you started.
Awesome.
You can follow the Troy Police Department on Twitter and check out their hashtag, We Want a Police Cat. Sergeant Megan Lehman, you're giving yourself to April to get those 10,000 followers.
Exactly.
All right. Well, best of luck. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.
Sergeant Megan Lehman joined us via Skype.